Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. Today, I am in Austin, actually. I'm super excited to be here. I came with my best friend, Becky, who you guys have heard from. She's been on a few times for her company, Day Out. She's doing a road show in some Costcos in New Jersey and Texas. And I came with her to help out in Austin. And I figured I'd do some podcasting while I was here. I was supposed to have a guest, but we had to reschedule. She's still going to come on, but just had to change it around there. But I was like, I'm still going to do a solo and chat with you guys and just kind of update you because it's been a little bit since I did a solo episode. And today, honestly, the episode is inspired by an episode I listened to from Tinks last week. Her topic was summer of outside, and it really got me thinking that that is so important for us to remember, like getting outside, being social, not being on our phones as much. And it's definitely something I'm working on. I've mentioned it in a lot of episodes too. And I think it's one of those things that we've gotten so comfortable just being like, okay, I'm going to go home and, you know, relax in the way of decompressing, being like scrolling on your phone or like texting or all of that. And it's just like, it's not what we're here. Like, we're human. Like, we're meant to connect. We're meant to be social beings. We're meant to be around other people. And just remembering that, like, even the littlest things I was thinking about, like, maybe you say yes to that thing that you're like, it's on a Tuesday night. I really don't feel like doing it. I really just want to be able to rest and even get up early. And that's great to prioritize those things. But it's also something that I'm going to work on and just like taking that chance and like not knowing who you could meet and not knowing who might be at that event or be at that party or be mutual friends with that group of people. So kind of just remembering that. Get out there as much as we can and be social. And even when it's like exhausting, like I've been traveling, I was with family the last couple of weeks in New York before coming to Austin, and I was there to help out. And it was honestly some of the best concentrated quality time I've had with my mom and like with family members in a long time. And just like remembering that. That is so special. Like, none of it matters. Like, if at the end of the day, you're not spending time with the people that you love and that you have that quality time and you're being there for them and showing up as best as you can. And it doesn't mean that you can't take time for yourself. You know, like, I went and took an hour out of the day to do a yoga class, a Pilates class. I ended up like getting a little bit of an allergy sickness at the end there. So I was resting a lot and I was kind of just reflecting and being like, even when you are, you know, feeling a little under the weather or you can't be in the routine that you want to be in, like, there's a reason for that. Like, I was meant to have that time with my mom, you know, and it's just remembering those moments are the big things. And yeah, just like a lot of reflection and a lot of even being here with Becky, we've been able to have like a couple dinners the last few nights. And again, concentrated quality time and conversations that we don't always get because we live in different states, and just sort of having the vulnerable conversations with people that you trust and you love and you can get that feedback from, and you know that, you know, they'll tell you things that maybe you don't want to hear, but you need to hear, and like where you can improve. So that's my little intro on this. But I think as far as the summer of outside, I was thinking that challenging us to do, like I said, to say yes to that one event a week or go sit at a bar one night a week and see who you talk to. Because I feel like bars, like even the last few nights, her and I sat at the bar, and bars are such a cool place because you end up like talking to the person next to you, hearing their story, hearing more about the city, like places in Austin that maybe we wouldn't have thought about going, even like talking to your Uber drivers. And like we ended up going to this restaurant last night, Haywire, and like hearing about this area, the Domain here, which would have had no idea to check out. And it was so cool. And it's like just chatting with people, picking their brains, hearing. It's funny. I was talking to this woman last night at the bar, and it's just funny how you hear what you're meant to hear. Because she was saying, she's like, I moved here with my husband, but I ended up meeting him at like 37, like having my first kid at 38. And just like kind of remembering that we're all just on this journey. It's not a timeline. It's not a race to get to where you are. And I definitely feel like I was someone that needed to hear that message to just remember that, like, it's okay. It's all working out. Like, just keep putting yourself first and foremost, and like spending time with those people that light you up, and definitely talking to people. I know that sounds so silly, but like, talk to people, like, say hello, ask them what they're drinking, like, ask them if they live here or if they're just visiting. Like, it's those conversations that can spark all these other things down the line. And like, I exchange numbers with her, you know, and it's just like, you never know when you could cross paths again. And yeah, it was just one of those moments that I'm like, it is listening to that episode and then like being, I feel like it's so easy when you're not even on a vacation, but if you're in a different city to like get yourself out there. But I'm like, okay, when I'm back in Nashville, it's important to treat it as if I was like back in Austin, like go sit at a bar, go to the show. You know, we went to the Comedy Mothership show, which, oh my God, it was so incredible. Becky ended up getting the tickets. I hadn't even heard of it, honestly. I heard of Joe Rogan, but I didn't realize he like completely changed the comedy scene down here. So if you're ever in Austin, I highly recommend it, because he ended up like surprising the audience and coming out and doing a set of stand-up. So that was just such a cool experience. And just being in a room with people, like they lock up your phones, you know, for a couple of hours and you're just in the moment. And like, it was a really good reminder for me that like putting ourselves in those like be present type moments around people, around energy, laughing, conversations. Like, I'm not saying, I know, like, yes, the phone is a great tool. Obviously, we need to use it. Like, yes, but kind of remembering that it's not even secondary. It's like third or fourth on a priority list. Like, the first thing is like you. The second thing is like connecting with other people. Like, it's not, it shouldn't be like the first thing you go for. And I'm saying all this as I'm like talking to myself, you know, like it's not, I'm not saying, I think this episode is more for me to tell myself these things, but I just thought it was a good reminder when I heard it on Tinks's episode. And for anyone that listens to my show that may not know of her or listen to that, I was like, it might be good to just like chat through that. And then you guys can definitely check that out, because she gets into a lot about what some of the articles she's read that inspired that, some of the conversations she's had that's made her, you know, prioritize that as well. So definitely recommend that. But yeah, I just think it's important for us to, even with dating, you know, I've talked about this too on here, but it doesn't have to be, it can be, if you like the apps and they work for certain people, that's awesome. But it can really be in the wild. It can be saying hi, and it doesn't have to be romantic. Like, you can just talk to someone and then maybe it's meant to be romantic, like not overthinking it and not putting all that pressure on yourself. Like, it doesn't have to be top of mind all the time. You can truly just like enjoy life. And I feel like I've been doing that here the last few days, and especially being around Becky, and we've been so busy, like being in the Costcos and then doing, she's still running her business after, you know, doing the roadshow. I was still like doing things for the podcast, responding to people, uploading episodes. And it's like being busy and doing all those things and then still making time for that connection just like really made me realize that you can do it all. And I said to her, I think I said it to her last night, but I was like, these last couple days and even week being home has made me realize that I haven't been efficient with my time, like that you can really maximize your time. So yeah, it's been really eye-opening, and hopefully I keep the momentum going. There's another book that has been on my audiobook list for a while, but it's Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell, and I had started it and I didn't finish it, so I'm going to finish that too. And he's someone I really look up to. I had his wife on the show, Renee Warren, and just very inspiring people. Overall, great energy. And yeah, I want to listen to that and hear more about some of the tools that have helped him, because I think that's an area that I could definitely improve on, is just making the most of your time and not spending as much of it on the phone. So I just wanted to chat that through. And then I was also thinking about another podcast episode I was listening to. I don't know if you guys have heard of you probably have, The Pivot. This was my first time listening to the show. I had followed their content for quite a bit and very motivational guys, a lot of good content. And it comes up from time to time, but I saw that they had Jay Shetty as a guest. Very much recommend that episode. I guess this is becoming my podcast episode recommendation solo, but yeah, it's been a whirlwind. So maybe that's all I have in me right now, but I'm feeling inspired, all of that to say. The Pivot episode with Jay Shetty, this is like something that I will not forget, is Jay Shetty was talking about, if you don't know his story, and I'm paraphrasing this, so I might not get it 100% right, but he was a monk, and then he moved back, I believe, to the London area, and then he ended up meeting his wife, and I believe they now reside in LA. And, you know, he was talking about even like his style and things that he's doing and things that he's working on and going from like, you know, a motivational speaker to podcast host, now business owner, to now working on other ventures. And he said this line and I was like, oh my God, that's literally how I feel. He was like, I don't ever want to not be pivoting. Like, I always want to be switching things up. I always want to be challenging myself to try something new. I always want to be like, I'm not saying he used this word, but kind of like changing your identity, you know, and morphing and evolving yourself into someone else. Not someone else, but like a different version of yourself, a better version of yourself. And it got me thinking because I think a lot of you that listen or like send me messages, and you know that that's kind of how I've been living my life the last couple of years and what inspired the podcast is that continuing to be curious. Like you're listening to these episodes because, you know, my main overall message is that you can try something new. You can start something else. You can be a doctor and an artist, or you can be a lawyer and a podcast host, or you can be an entrepreneur and have a corporate job. You know, it's like you can pivot and you can do new things and you can change if you want to. You don't have to stay in the same place. You don't have to just do something because that's what you've been doing. And like I believed that, but then hearing the way Jay Shetty phrased it and someone of like such, you know, I do consider him a mentor. I am manifesting that he'll be on here one day. But someone that I look up to so much and that I admire how like true he is to himself and his wife too, and how they have built their businesses. And, you know, I don't know them personally, but it seems like they haven't lost who they are at their core. So hearing someone like that talk about, you know, I don't ever want to not be pivoting was huge for me because I was like, you know, there's days I question it. I'm like, am I just like, why am I this way that I'm always thinking about the next thing, or I'm always thinking about how I can improve, or I'm always thinking about, okay, I have the podcast. Okay, I have a good job. Okay, I write songs with friends and I believe in them and I write, you know, for myself creatively. Maybe there'll be a book one day. And it's like, okay, now I'm like, I want to start this business. And it's, you know, I have these moments and I'm like, can you just sit still? But then hearing that episode, I'm like, why would I want to sit still? Like, why wouldn't I want to change my mind? Why wouldn't I want to try something new? And like, maybe it'll fail. Sorry, I'm so nasally. You know, not fail, but like, maybe it won't be something that I continue forever. But why wouldn't I want to try? So that's just been on my mind. I think it's like remembering that it's exciting to change. It's exciting to try new things. It's exciting to research that thing you've been thinking about for 9 years. I was talking to another guy we were chatting with last night at the bar, and he's like, I've had this podcast idea for 9 years and I'm going to start it. And it's like, great. You know, it's like the less time between, because the idea that I have now that I want to start, like it started last year. So it's like, okay, so I let an entire year go by thinking about it, you know, and it's like, the sooner you start an action on it, and I know I'm kind of repeating myself because I've talked about this already on here, but the podcast was like something that I gave myself a deadline. If you know you're the type of person that you operate better that way, and I know that I am, so like even with this next thing, I'm like, give yourself a deadline, then just honor that, because otherwise I'm like, it's not going to get done. Like, I don't, the podcast may not have ever launched, you know? So it's like, just knowing that you, and it's fine, by the way, if you let 9 years go by and then you start it, or that 5 years go by and then you start it. Like, I truly believe that everything happens when it's meant to happen. Like, maybe you weren't ready then, or maybe you're not ready yet, but you will be, you know? And it's like, I believe things happen as they should and when they're meant to. And that's, I feel that way about even the guests that had to reschedule this week. You know, I even said it to her. I was like, I know these conversations truly happen when they're meant to. And like, there's no problem like with rescheduling on my end, because I think that it's even better that way sometimes. Like Nikki, the episode I released yesterday, her and I, she's a busy songwriter. She's a teacher. I had a couple of things. I think I was like I ended up going out of town, and her and I rescheduled a handful of times. And it was one of the most special conversations. And we even said it after we recorded. I was like, it literally happened when it was meant to. And like, that day was so special. And we were so honest on that episode. And she shared a lot of real and raw stories and all that. So I know that these things, like ventures or anything you're looking to start, or maybe you're looking to change where you live or anything like that, like, I know that those things happen when they're meant to. But just don't be afraid to start, and don't be afraid to try something new. And I think I said this too a couple weeks back, but I feel like, because you guys know I'll be honest on here, like, I feel like I didn't even tap into like that new year energy until April. Like, honestly, like, I feel like January, February, and March, like, was kind of like a quiet building, resting period for me, honestly. Like, I think I finally ramped up in April, and I was like, okay, let's get shit done. Let's, what's the roadmap looking like for the podcast? What's the roadmap looking like for how I want to help people, you know, and what do I want to say, and why, and what do I want to share, and who do I want to connect with, and how can I show up as my most authentic self? How can I be the most honest? That's another thing, like the conversations I was having with Becky, being honest with yourself, like calling yourself out on the things that are hard to hear. Like, you know, she asked, like, do you think you're showing up 100%? And like, then once we broke it down and thought about like, oh, yeah, but you could wake up at 4 a.m. I was like, yeah, but I'm not, you know? And like, that sucks to hear. It's like, there's, I could be making the use of more hours in the day and all that. And it's like, but you, I needed to hear it, because I'm like, okay, I'm getting back to Nashville tomorrow. And like, I needed to hear that, because I need to light the fire and like, keep working hard, but work harder. And it's not to not give yourself the grace, or like, acknowledge how much you've done, or because even her, I see her and I'm like, she's an incredible mom, she's an incredible wife, she's running this business that is really taking off really quickly, but she's been building it for 5 years. And I look at her and I'm like, I think you're giving 100 and 1,000,000%. It's not even a number, but you guys get it. And she's like, yeah, but you know, there's more hours, you know? So it's just like having those conversations, holding ourselves accountable, calling each other out on the BS, like people that you trust. Like, it's not a conversation I could have with everyone, you know? Like, she just knows me so well, and it's not always easy to hear, but it's necessary. And I think just having those people message me, like, I'm happy to chat. I have some friends that reach out about, you know, can I pick your brain about this new thing I want to start and all of that? And I'm just like, you know, it's not going to be easy, because it's even the podcast, like, you have to know your why. And I think a lot of the people that we all look up to, whether it's in the podcast space, you know, in the music industry, in another industry, like, they know that they're, you know, showing up 100%, and like, they're putting the reps in, and they put the years in, and they put the energy in. And it's like, you know, remembering that even if you don't have this big team behind you, like, what's your why? Like, why are you doing it? Like, why do you want to spend this time and energy? Like, why am I here on a Saturday morning? You know, it's like, because I believe deeply within me that I'm here to help people and I'm here to share a message. I'm here to hopefully give anyone listening hope and that they know that there's always more potential to tap into. Like, are you tapping into your full potential? Like, am I? No. Like, there's more. Like, there's more I could be doing. And just embodying that main character energy and taking that control. And I think I might have reposted this, but Sahil Bloom, he posted this real clip, and it was like, if you were the main character in your life, what would the audience be screaming at you to do? And like, I think about that from time to time. I'm like, you know, just reflecting on that, like, what would the next step be? Like, what should I be doing? Like, what should I be letting go of? What should I be focusing on? And again, not easy, but it's a good thing when you can have those conversations and reflect within. So I hope that has given you some hope and some belief within yourself that, you know, I don't believe there's an idea or a dream or an experience that is on your heart that you're not meant to at least try. It's not to say, because even like certain things I've tried, and I'll be honest, I will continue writing, but writing music, at least in this season of my life, is not giving me the energy it gave me 4 years ago when I moved to Nashville. And like, having that realization was really hard because I was like, but that was my dream. Like, 4 years ago, I moved to Nashville. I thought that was my dream. I thought I wanted to be songwriter of the year. I thought I wanted that. Maybe I do. Maybe it's a pause for now, but like, trying that has opened up at least a handful of other things that I've wanted to do, that I am passionate about. The podcast, now I'm passionate about that. And like, this lights me up. This gives me energy. Having conversations with people, sharing our stories, asking questions, learning. And if I didn't try music, if I didn't try and move to Nashville, like, those other things may not have unfolded the way they did. So that's like, I'm saying this to say, like, try everything, and it's okay to like pivot. It's okay to shift. It's okay to say, this isn't giving me the energy that I would expect it to anymore, or this isn't lighting me up anymore, or this isn't where I want to spend my energy anymore. Your time is so precious and valuable, whether you want to be spending it building something, whether you want to be spending it with family and friends that you love. Like, your time is so precious. Like, knowing when to honor a chapter closing, that was so beautiful. And like, I love music. Music is everything to me. And it's like, remembering that, just because maybe co-writing with people right now isn't giving me the energy that it used to, I can still love music. And it doesn't mean, maybe in a year or 10 years from now, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to pick up the pen and paper again. But just like, giving yourself that fluidity to like honor yourself where you're at, doing things that truly give you energy, that truly bring you joy, that you are showing up as your best self. Because even like the person that I'm rescheduling with after today, like, I was rescheduling with her today, her and I were going back and forth, and she was like, I just want to bring the best energy. And I love that. I respect that, because that's how I feel. Like, every conversation or every lunch with a friend, dinner with a friend, drinks with friends, whatever, like, party, I want to bring the best energy. Seeing my family, helping my family, like, I want to bring the best energy possible. I want to be the best version of myself, that I'm bringing joy, that I'm bringing that high energy, that I'm not in my own head and thinking about things. Like, you want to be that version of yourself that's bringing the best possible version to every interaction. And like, that's where the bar is. And it's, I believe, and this is just my opinion, but I believe through doing the things that you feel you're meant to try, and also honoring that that can change and you might try something else, and maybe it'll snowball into now you're building an entirely different business. I believe doing those things will bring you to where you're truly meant to be. And it's always going to evolve. And like, I think I was saying it last night, I'm like, I don't think I'll ever reach like that level because I think you're always leveling up. And I'll keep saying it because I think it's like one of the best speeches ever. But Matthew McConaughey's speech, like I'm chasing my hero. Like my hero is me in 10 years. And I resonate with that so much because even like 25-year-old me, like this version of me is probably more than I would have even pictured at that age. And that's not to say it in any type. It's just to say like you're constantly chasing something and that's great. Like keep trying new things. Or maybe you're comfortable where you're at and like that's amazing too, you know? And it's just trying the things and feeling content in what you're doing, but not getting bored, so to speak, and feeling like, you know, just because you're 35 or 40 or 50 or 60 that you can't change, that you have to just keep doing it because you're at a certain age. Like I love Gary Vee's message in that, like, no, you can change. If you don't want to, that's fine. And if you're happy, that's amazing. But you can. And it's not just because of an age that you can't. So don't ever buy into that because that's just so not true. You know, who would have thought I was 30 when I moved to Nashville and started songwriting. I was 35 when I started a podcast. Like, who's to say I won't start something else at 40 or 45, you know? So don't let that be something that holds you back. And yeah, I hope this message was a message of hope. It's been a whirlwind of a couple weeks, but like I said, even though this was rescheduled, I just wanted to get in here and chat with you guys and hopefully give a message of inspiration on this Saturday in May and beautiful city of Austin that has the best energy ever. So yeah, I'm excited for this summer. I can't believe it's almost summer. That's crazy. And yeah, I'm sending you guys all the love and light in the world, and we'll see you next time. Mwah.